Hello, and welcome to the American Humane Fireside Chat. My name is Monique, and I'll be your coordinator for today's event. Please note, this call is being recorded, and for the duration of the call, your lines will be on listen only. However, you will have the opportunity to ask questions at the end of the call. This can be done by pressing star one on your telephone keypad to register your question. If you require assistance at any point, please press star zero and you'll be connected to an operator. I will now hand you over to your host, Robin Gansett, to begin today's conference. Thank you.
Thank you, Monique, another wonderful animal lover who's our host for today's call. So thank you so much, Monique, for getting us all together. Hi, everyone. I'm Robin Gansett, the President and CEO for American Humane, and welcome to our fifth Fireside Chat for our special friends. It's really hard to believe, but it was 47 years ago when one of our greatest presidents, no, not Lincoln, but Franklin Delano Roosevelt, began his famous series of radio addresses he called his Fireside Chats. In 1933, the nation faced one of its most challenging crises, the Great Depression, and those radio addresses really helped to bring America together and helped to keep all of us together. Today, as we weather another unbelievable crisis, we need to bring all Americans together with a common sense of purpose. And what purpose could be more noble than protecting the most vulnerable in our society? And for 143 years, that's exactly what American Humane has been doing. Through two world wars, the devastating Spanish flu epidemic of 1918, and virtually every major national disaster, we've always been there. Today, I will be sharing breaking news on our work to improve and save lives of animals around the world, and I'm so especially pleased to be sharing it with you and a very special guest and a very good friend who is joining us today. Friends, I'm so thrilled to introduce you to Allison Sweeney. Allison, as you know, is an American actress, a reality show host, a director, an author, and a mom. She's best known for her portrayal of Sammy Brady on the soap opera Days of Our Lives, which I just love, for which she's won many, many awards. And in 2007, she became the host of The Biggest Loser. And perhaps most important of all, Allison is a huge animal lover, and she has been seen on our as one of our VIP presenters for our annual American Humane Hero Dog Awards. And she was so kind to serve as the star of one of our national television and radio PSAs, teaching kiddos to be kind to animals. And that PSA, by the way, has now aired more than 74,000 times and has been seen by more than 50 million people. So please join me in welcoming Allison to our call. Allison, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Robin. You are such an inspiration, and I can't tell you how proud I am to be part of the American Humane family.
Oh, well, we're thrilled that you're our national ambassador and that you've been just so devoted and committed to our cause. And I know that you are in L.A. right now, quarantining with your family. How's everything going?
Well, thank you. Yes, it's a trying time. And I think everyone has been commenting that it's sort of different for everyone. Everyone has their own journey through this, and with two kids, you know, trying to navigate at-home learning and all sorts of stuff, it's complicated and it's hard, and everyone's doing the best they can. But, Robin, I have to tell you that for me and my mm-hmm. family, our two rescue dogs have been our saving grace. Just having them there, keeping everything normal, keeping us smiling. You know, when my daughter's dad, it makes me emotional, but when it's hard for them, they don't get to see their friends. They don't get to see other faces. They, you know, there's days before the weather was nice that they don't get to go outside. And having those dogs to cuddle and sympathize and be silly and fun with has been a lifesaver.
I love that. What are your rescue dogs' names?
We have two dogs. Ozzy is our older dog, and Bean is our young little Chihuahua rescue. She's so funny, and she still gets the zoomies running around our house.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I know your kiddos have to love that. And you and I were talking earlier about one of the government officials in California encouraging people as an essential activity to go out and walk their dogs. How cool is that?
It was. I thought it was so important because everyone wants to follow the rules and be careful. And I totally agree and sympathize with that feeling. But you're left. Sometimes the word essential can feel vague and different for different people. And I really admired, you know, that the governor included the expression like, you know, essential activities like walking your dog and taking care of your pets, you know, is part of an essential thing we all need to do. And as important as it is to be careful and be safe, it's important to take care of the people and the pets that count on you.
That's right. That's right. And especially right now, right? It's so important to get out of our own head and get out of the news and the news cycles that are so dark and so challenging, and to really look at that unconditional love that we're getting from those incredible creatures that are in our homes and in our hearts. You know, Allison, you are such an incredible actor. You're such an incredible director. What's going on in Hollywood? What's happening? I'm sure that this incredible pandemic has just really stopped so much creativity.
Everyone. Well, it's hit everyone, you know, across the board, right? So we're all going through it in our every field, everyone is experiencing it in their own way. And Hollywood certainly, you know, is trying to figure out and navigate a way through this crisis. We know, you know, and everyone's noticed, right, that in this time, you kind of need the entertainment. You need a break. You need to, like you said, not watch the news for a second, you know, get a spice of something else. And Hallmark has been great for keeping those movies coming that keep us smiling and laughing and remembering that it's not all scary, right? And right now we're just trying to figure out, and I think everyone wants a plan for what to do next. How do we get past it? And Hollywood is certainly out there making it happen. And I was just happy to read that there's a soap opera in Australia that has laid out their plan for how they're going to go back to filming and in a safe way. And I just thought that was great and inspiring. And it gives us all something to look forward to, that we can really do this. We're not going to let this disease, this virus beat us.
That's great. And that also gives us hope. You know, it really does give us hope to hear people are trying to find creative ways to continue and to continue providing us entertainment and that outlet, which is so, so important. Allison, as you know, you're such an inspiration to so many. What are your thoughts and your wishes for everyone listening who's great supporters of American Humane, great supporters of animals around the world? What are your thoughts for our friends on the call?
Well, it's just, you know, I have such admiration for everyone, especially on this call, to know that in the time when it's tough for everyone and there's so many people in need, so many organizations that are out there, to remember our four-legged friends who have done so much for us. I love that everyone on this call, like you and I, Robin, are champions of those four-legged friends, and are, you know, remembering to take care of them when they need us most. You know, when times are tough and people are vulnerable, we need to remember to look after those that need us. And it's scary, but we can get through it together. And like you said, keeping in mind the simple things, and the news can be so scary. And it's important to understand what's going on. I totally get that. I'm not trying to say not to, but sometimes it can be too much. You can take in stuff and it starts to feel overwhelming. And I think that remembering our friends, our four-legged friends, remembering the things that we care about and how to take care of them, and knowing that someone out there needs us is a really important reminder, too. It really is. It can help. It can help keep you focused. It can help keep you, like, for me, remembering what day it is.
Yes, yes. I think we all struggle to remember what day it is, for sure. Oh, Allison, I hope you'll stay on the rest of our fireside chat call with us, because pretty soon we're going to talk about hero dogs, and I'd love to get your thoughts about hero dogs. But we have great news at American Humane, Allison, and thank you for, like, celebrating our fireside chat with us. We are going to provide a Feed the Hungry Grant, an emergency Feed the Hungry Grant for your favorite rescuer shelter group in honor of you, Allison, as one of our national ambassadors and incredible champions of compassion. So thank you for sharing with us your thoughts and, you know, your tales about incredible Ozzy and your lovely Chihuahua. I just can already see him chasing around the house. And I'm just so honored to know you, and you just bring a smile to all of our faces. So in honor of you, we're going to make that grant for your favorite rescue and shelter group.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. You are so wonderful and generous, and it means so much to me. I think of all the dogs who are and cats and animals who are so grateful and lucky to have you in their lives. So I personally would want to donate to this wonderful charity that actually Larissa Wall from Home and Family, I'm sure you work with her too. She's such a lovely advocate for animals. And I mentioned her that we wanted to maybe foster some dogs during this time because it's so, you know, here we are at home. We might as well try to help and be a part of it. And she got me in touch with Marley's Mutts, and they're out of Central California. And they're this amazing organization, and they have dogs with special needs. And oh my gosh, Robin, if you saw their Instagram of the adorable, inspirational dogs that have little wheelchairs for back legs or run around on two legs, like, oh my gosh, they're amazing. And the way they keep those dogs are so happy. It's such a great lesson. And Dave and I, our first rescue dog was a Boston Terrier who had lost its eye when it was in a puppy mill. And Dave and I thought it was she was such a happy dog, and she didn't, you know, she just went through life. She didn't care. She had one eye. And I just remember thinking, I wanted my kids to really see the value, you know, that everyone deserves love. And no matter what might be going on or what challenges they face, they can still be happy and they can still charge ahead. And I think Marley's Mutts really proves that. And so I would love for them to be the beneficiary.
That's wonderful. Well, Marley's Mutts will be the beneficiary of this Feed the Hungry grant in your honor. So thank you, Allison, and I love that story. And it also just reminds us that special needs animals do need to be fostered during this time, too. And I hope someone on the call will open up their heart and their home and maybe even be a foster failure. We can only hope where the dog has a forever loving home. Thank you, Allison. Stay with us if you can. So we're going to talk about hearing dogs in a few minutes. Wonderful. Well, friends, on our Feed the Hungry campaign, thanks to you and your generosity, we've made over 200,000 emergency meals happen for pets around this country in 14 states. These have been critically important grants that provide emergency medical supplies and certainly meals for animals in need and in crisis. And it's gone in 14 states, including New York, New Jersey, Florida, Louisiana, Tennessee, Oklahoma, California, Mississippi, Washington, South Carolina, Arkansas, Texas, Virginia, and West Virginia. And one of the grants we provided went to Home Dog LA in Los Angeles. Their founder and executive director, Carrie Armstrong, wrote to us a thank you, and I want to share with you her thank you note. She wrote, "A huge thank you to American Humane for Feed the Hungry grant they gave to Home Dog LA. We work with financially disadvantaged pet owners in Los Angeles, and right now it's a really tough time with COVID-19. Lots of people have lost their jobs, and they want to feed their pets, and we are here to help when they maybe don't have enough money to get themselves food or their pets food. We have a hotline, and we do safe delivery, drops-offs, and pickups. We are here for those that need us in this really hard time." So we're so thrilled to be able to help Home Dog LA, and again, that's thanks to our wonderful friends and our donors, our supporters of this Feed the Hungry program. So thank you for your support, and we are sending a big shout-out today to Home Dog LA. And you're welcome, Carrie. We are so glad you are there to help the animals and their families when they need it most. And friends, for all those good Samaritans who've heard our call to action in radio and in national magazines and in newspapers to visit shelters and adopt or foster a pandemic pet, we want to make sure those experiences are great. That's why we've teamed up with AVMA and our wonderful friend and the country's top dog trainer, Victoria Stilwell, State Farm, and the Hampshire Insurance Information Institute to really give important tips to the American public on how to bring new pets into your home and how to help the pets you already have cope safely with the stress and the 24/7 crowding that comes with quarantining and close quarters for an extended period of time. So what we held this past week was a webinar for the media and one for the public, which reached more than 35,000 people. And the purpose of this webinar was to how to educate yourself on building a fantastic relationship with your dog, focusing on positive reinforcement to maximize behaviors you want, preparing your environment to allow the new pet some privacy and time to rest. Often they've been through a lot before they come to a new home. Teach everyone about ensuring the new pet is respected and not overwhelmed by attention. And certainly, if you have young kiddos in your house, American Humane also has a free booklet online called Pet Meets Baby that gives you great tips on how to make sure the family is introduced, your entire family is introduced to the new dog properly. And that's available at AmericanHumane.org. And this webinar is now available on our Fireside Chat blog link on American Humane's website. So you can listen to this incredible webinar, and it's really part of these incredible, wonderful, forever loving homes that we're building for these pandemic pets. And I want to make sure that each pandemic pet has a beautiful love story with a happy ending, because I love stories with happy endings. So I hope you do too. Well, friends, I want to give you an update on conservation. Wow. Speaking of stories with happy endings, some of my favorites have to do with what's happening right now all over the world at American Humane Certified Zoos and Aquariums. At a time when so many species are under pressure and are disappearing, these incredible zoological centers are serving as really arcs of hope for endangered animals. And right now, during this pandemic, when kiddos are at home needing something to do and their parents are worried that they will fall behind in their reading and their writing, American Humane is now stepping up and offering families our exciting series of Humane Heroes, stories about the amazing animals who share our earth and how incredible zoos and aquariums are working to save them. Our Humane Heroes books and lesson plans were developed by American Humane and the publishers of the popular Chicken Soup for the Soul series. And these books not only help kids read, learn to read, but they also teach them the values that we all share, which is how to be kind and really appreciate the world's rare and beautiful and amazing animals. They're wonderful for homeschooling kiddos. Allison, you can use these for your kiddos too. And when all of us are playing the parts of teachers as well as parents, it's really nice to be able to have a partner. And American Humane wants to volunteer for that job. So this week, we started posting the first of our Humane Heroes Storytelling Time videos. I'll be reading all 38 of these incredible touching tales of animal rescue and conservation, and I've already finished volume one for elementary school kids. For 5, 10, or 20 minutes, your kiddos can listen quietly to stories like the one about Nickel, an incredible sea turtle that was rescued and saved thanks to the zoological experts at Shedd Aquarium in Chicago. There's a great story about a puppy and a cheetah cub who become best friends. And I love the story about a playful dolphin who blows little rings underwater. And anyway, these amazing animals just bring me smiles, and I hope they'll bring your kids smiles. And what's nice is that there's matching curriculum that goes along with each Storytime video. So you can find
Robert,
our
I
new
love that.
Thank you. It's a lot of fun,
Allison. It's so great, and you're right. It brings smiles to the kids while teaching them and appreciating these beautiful animals. Oh, that's such a wonderful idea. I love it.
Oh, well, thank you. I hope you can visit AmericanHumane.org/storytime, and there you'll see the entire series of free award-winning books, lessons, plans, of course, for elementary, middle, and high schoolers, particularly those that love animals, who I think will dig right in, and, of course, videos reading each of these stories, too, with the matching photos of the animals. I think it's a lot of fun, and I hope you do, too. So that's going to be great for kids to enjoy while they're quarantining. And, you know, we think about Chicken Soup as not just a famous book series, but it's also a classic comfort food, one that my kiddos have really enjoyed over the years and they're enjoying now while we're quarantining together. And American Humane, as you know on the call, really works hard to help ensure the nation's farm animals are humanely treated through our American Humane Certified Program, which is the largest of its kind in the entire world. Our welfare standards now cover 1 billion chickens, turkeys, ducks, pigs, goats, and that's 1 billion with the B, animals that are certified by American Humane. And you can do your part by when you are shopping at the grocery store, and you can look for the American Humane Certified seal. You'll get wonderful, humanely raised food. And what I love, too, is some of the recipes. And I promised everyone in a weekly fireside chat to share with you my favorite recipes. And this one's a hearty chicken soup, which is a Tuscan-style soup that uses day-old bread. And it's got all the most healthy things in the soup: carrots, zucchini, white beans, Romano cheese, a little bit of olive oil. And you can find that American Humane Certified recipe at justbearchicken.com, one of our great partners with our farm animal program. I hope you'll save me a bowl for when we can all get together in person, but do post a photo tagging American Humane on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and share with us your incredible soup that was made with American Humane Certified Chicken. And I promised you an update on Hero Dog Awards. Allison, isn't this our favorite night of the year?
Oh, my gosh. I love this event. I love that I've become friends with these dogs, and I get to take pictures with them, and then you see that you celebrate them on Instagram all year round. These dogs are just they're just such great heroes, and the stories their owners share with us, I mean, it puts such a huge smile on your face.
Oh, it really, really does. And this year, we have 408 canines in the running, the best of our best friends. Isn't that amazing? 408 are running in these 7 different categories. And I've got a great story to share of a dog named Uli. I love that name, Uli. And the person whose life she saved wrote this story in for Uli's nomination. She wrote, "We rescued Uli from a local shelter at 7 months. She was skin and bones, covered in bug bites, but when she wiggled, we knew she was an instant fit. That fall, she awoke me around 5 a.m. by whining and licking my face. I was experiencing a sugar crash. That was the first time she saved my life. We worked with trainers and took classes together to get her ready to be by my side. She's saved my life 10 times now and goes with me everywhere she can. People often remember Uli's name before mine. She's my hero. The unconditional love and loyalty shine from my baby, and I couldn't be happier to nominate her. Thank you, Uli, for being a hero and for allowing us to share your story in one of our fireside chats. I bet Uli is just really, really special, and to save her human's life 10 times is amazing. And that's what Hero Dog Awards is all about. So I encourage everyone listening to our fireside chat to go to www.herodogawards.org and vote for your favorite in each of 7 categories and help us select the 2020 American Hero Dog, which will be unveiled at our 10th annual Hero Dog Awards, presented by the beautiful Lois Pope Life Foundation, and broadcast nationwide on Hallmark Channel this fall. And Allison, we want you back to present an award to a special dog. Will you join us? I know you will, Allison. I can't wait. Thank you. Well, friends, our American Humane military programs also just warm our hearts and just make us feel so good about the heroes that are on both ends of the leash. You know, for more than 100 years, American Humane's been supporting our men and women in the armed services. And one of our programs called Pups for Patriots finds dogs in need of forever loving homes and trains them to become free, specialized service dogs for veterans coping with PTS and TBI. These dogs improve lives. They save lives for warriors coping with what I call the invisible wounds of war. And they're especially important now at this extraordinary, stressful time, and isolation caused by the pandemic causes so much pain and anxiety for these warriors. I just received a letter from one of our Pups for Patriots graduates, Jeff, telling us how his service dog, Charlie, is helping him cope. Here's what Jeff wrote me. "Robin, with my heart issue, I'm at a high risk for COVID-19. And by the way, friends, Jeff's a very young man, and he does have a significant heart issue based on being bombed in Afghanistan. I know him personally, so this letter really means a lot to me on a personal level. With my heart issue, I'm at a high risk for COVID-19, so I'm pretty much locked in the house for now. A lot of my veterans friends, myself included, have been affected by the lack of access to medical treatment and mental health therapy. The first few days of lockdown, my PTSD and anxiety response was heightened. I was worried about the virus. Should I shelter in place and load up the camper or head for the hills? Charlie's been a big help with making sure I get out and exercise with him in the yard a few times a day. And we still go for drives down by the beach to see the sunset. He's been working a lot these last few weeks with giving me daily routine and a grounding, a familiar face to rely on when I have that anxiety and fear. Few good ear scratches or throwing the ball down the hallway, and everything feels back to normal for a few moments. When I'm having a panic episode, those few moments mean all of the world to me. To all American Humane staff and donors, I hope everyone's staying safe and healthy. I cannot thank you all enough for continuing to make sure that veterans like myself have access to service dogs like Charlie. At moments of uncertainty like this, it's vital to get PTS service dogs in the hands of veterans. Thank you, Jeff, for your service to our country. And thank you, Charlie, who I can just see his precious little muzzle right now. Thank you for your service to one of our brave veterans. And, friends, I know Jeff, and he is a father of three precious daughters. And I think about him every day. I think about his health physically and mentally and emotionally. And I know Charlie is saving his life. And Charlie's life was saved because he was rescued from a shelter. This Pups for Patriots program is some of my proudest moments of hearing these stories and meeting these individuals, these heroes on both ends of the leash. And I can tell you right now, America needs this program. And we are all grateful beyond words for our veterans and these incredible service dogs, heroes again on both ends of the leash. So thank you, Jeff, for sharing your story. And I know Allison was just dropped from the call and now is back in. Allison, I know you just were dropped from the call. All of our phone lines are so busy. I hope you're back and hope you can join us for Hero Dog Awards. So I know you're calling right back in to be with us for Q&A. So thank you, Allison. Well, friends, closing thoughts. You know, just today, American Humane, I had an op-ed in the New York Daily News. And this op-ed is significant because this is what gets me angry. It gets all of us who love animals absolutely crazed. This is the op-ed in the New York Daily News. I'm going to read just a few segments of it for you. Why are wet markets open again in China? While we as a nation are figuring out how to safely move forward, other countries remain stuck in the very cultural mores and societal norms that brought about the current deadly global coronavirus pandemic. The root cause of COVID-19 is tied directly to our global lack of action when it comes to our collective approach to animal welfare, to safety and ethics. Proof of this, we need look no further than Wuhan, China, where the novel coronavirus seems to have originated in a wet market, the very same wet market that recently reopened. These markets are rife with filth and disease. Urine and blood of differing species routinely commingle, and people routinely sell and eat exotic wildlife. Wildlife, my friends, that was never intended for consumption, much less the horrors that ultimately brought it to the butchering block. We must, as a global community, demand that these practices be stopped. To do anything short of that is frankly unfathomable and only invites further global death and economic hardship. And this is what I believe truly, friends. When humans fail to take action to protect animals from unethical treatments, fail to have biosecurity procedures, fail to have independent oversight from animal welfare, and fail to change societal norms for the better of all animal kind, this is exactly the disaster we invite. Friends, at the very end of this op-ed, it does continue, and I do hope you'll pull up this online at the New York Daily News. I write, "We can only hope that as Americans shelter in place and businesses shutter across our great country, that global leaders take corrective action now before the next deadly pandemic is brought to us via noxious wet markets." Wow. So that's what I think about. That's what all of us at American think about, is the time is now to provide global leadership, to share our humane values. And we need to do that. What we need to export is humane values today. Friends, we've heard in today's update so many animals who've needed our protection 24/7. Our Feed the Hungry campaign, again, has been a terrific mechanism to get emergency funding to shelters and rescue groups across our great country now. And Allison, we're going to give that grant to Marley's Mutts today, too, so they will be able to help feed. I'm glad you're back, Allison.
So thrilled. Yeah, I'm sorry I lost you. But I have to tell you, Robin, I'm so honored and proud and happy that you spoke up about those wet markets. Thank you for what you wrote. I think I can speak for so many people who support American Humane that sometimes we don't understand the right words to say how we feel and help people understand why we're so against it. And you just crystallized my thoughts so beautifully and eloquently, and hopefully people agree and we can do something about it.
Well, thank you, Allison. I believe that, you know, we all know on this call that animals are not to blame for this, but the same, sadly, cannot be said for the actions of people and governments who have broken that sacred social contract with animals with whom we share the world, and they have no voice. So we have to be the voice, and I'm so thrilled that we have people on our call today acting as that voice in communities across our great country and around the world. We have to act now. Thank you for that, Allison, for sure. And, you know, one thing we can all do now is participate in our newest challenge. April is Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Month, and American Humane is urging all animal lovers to show your support for our cause. By working together and to pledging to prevent animal cruelty, we can really make a difference in the lives of so many animals suffering today. And please continue, friends, to help us spread the word about the work we are doing. Our campaigns, our newsletters, our annual impact report are all on our website. Our fireside chats are on our website. Every Friday we post our call for everyone to hear. So help us. Help us to recruit new humane warriors for our cause, which is more vital than ever. Just like I mentioned last week, our Pups for Patriots program is stuttering on funding. We're worried about funding our next set of class of veterans and service dogs. We need help to continue these life-saving programs. Friends, thank you all for what you do every single day to be the voice for animals. And I am so thrilled that you join us, honored that you join us for our weekly Fireside Chats. And as we've done every week now for 5 weeks, we're going to take callers' questions. So please do let our incredible host, Monique, let her know whether or not you have a question, and we'd love to entertain those.
Just as a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question or make a contribution on today's call, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Please ensure your line remains unmuted locally. I will then speak to you individually, take your name, and then introduce you into the call. Again, if you'd like to ask a question on today's call, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad now. All right, we have questions submitted in the queue. Please stand by while I collect the first caller's details. All right, we're ready with our first question. Our first question comes from the line of Prairie Rain Star. Prairie Rain, go ahead with your question.
Well, I have never voted for the hero dog, and I hope someone can help me. I just can't see myself to vote for any of them because I feel like if I vote for one, I'm voting against the others, and it just breaks my heart. This makes me
silly. No, it doesn't.
So if somebody could give me some help here verbally, I would just appreciate it.
That is great. I want to thank you so much for your call, and we've collected your phone number. We're going to call you back and walk you through our voting process. I'm going to ask my good friend Mari to walk you through that, and I'd love to have her share with you how to do the voting at herodogawards.org. And I agree, Prairie Rain, I have to say, you have the most beautiful name in the world. I have to tell you that it is so hard to choose. Allison, what do you think?
Well, I was going to say the same thing, but also I was going to comment that actually all the dogs are winners, and it's really true. So it isn't about picking, you know, oh, you're not picking the other ones. They all get such an incredible opportunity, and we get to call attention to and raise awareness about so many more dogs by having nominees and having you read their bios. And then, yes, one dog gets to be the winner, but they really all win because they all get the celebration and they all get the attention they deserve by being part of the process, I think. So there are no losers at the Hero Dog Awards.
That's great, Allison. Thank you. And Mari's going to be calling you to walk you through our website voting. But thanks so much for reading the stories and being a fan of Hero Dogs Everywhere. Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. Monique, I know there's another question.
Yes, and we have another question from the line of Barbara Neven. Barbara, go ahead with your question.
Hi to two of my
Barbara.
Favorite ladies.
Hi, Barbara.
I know that name.
I know. I'm so proud of you. I just want to say, Allison, I am so proud. I'm your TV mom, and I couldn't be more proud. Every word that comes out of your mouth, then if you were my real daughter, you know how I feel about you. And
Barbara.
Robin, these fireside chats are so uplifting. I cannot tell you what a joy it is and what a change in the energy it is after I listen to this and then get off the call for the next week. I know I heard your first one, and I remember calling in. I was actually so emotional, in tears, because it was the first hopeful thing in all of this stressful world that we're living in, this topsy-turvy world right now. And, you know, yesterday was Earth Day, and all the things that you are saying and that American Humane is doing in so many different aspects of promoting peace, promoting well-being, helping animals and beings and people on this planet, from the veterans to the American Hero Dog Awards to, you know, what you're doing to help end the wet markets in China. It just is so important right now that and I know you're rating with American Humane as in the, you know, the you have the top rating of all. Most of the money goes absolutely towards what you're doing, and the funds go to really making a difference. They don't just get lost in all the bureaucracy. I know you guys make it a point, and Lois Pope is so on it as well. But I just think that being Earth Day yesterday, if we can just have this intention and stay on purpose, I think what's happening now, it seems to me, is that Mother Earth is healing itself right now. I mean, we're not good stewards of it. And it's just a wake-up call that all these little facets of it, you know, whether it's, you know, from pollution to climate change to animal care, we humans are stewards of this beautiful planet, and we have not been doing well. We've been letting it down. And so if nothing else we get out of all of this is that we have a wake-up call that we need to do better. And by promoting and supporting American Humane, I'm so proud to be one of your national ambassadors. There's nobody better that is doing a better job to both inspire us and motivate us all to do more. So you're the leader of this, Robin. I just want to say thank you. And Allison, thank you for all your wise words today too. I just could not be prouder. And I'm just sailing again now. And this energy is going to take me and just keep me on the rest of the week, and I'm sure it's doing it for everybody else too. So thank you guys.
Oh.
Love you, Barbara.
Yes, we
love
all love you, Barbara.
Sweetheart.
Very
all right.
So That's great. Monique, I know we have one other final question for the day, too.
Yes, we do have one final question in the queue. Just as a final reminder, if you'd like to ask a question on today's call, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad now. All right. Our next question comes from the line of Stephanie Meadows. Stephanie, go ahead with your question.
Hi, Robin. I don't have a question. I just have to thank you from the bottom of my heart for sending the pictures of Ro and the lovely email that you sent. It absolutely warmed my heart to no end. I just sent some more money to American Humane. I knew it was an extraordinary organization all these years, but these fireside chats have been so, you know, uplifting and, you know, just speak to all of us who want always to be able to be voices for the animals and act in their best interest. And to Allison, it is, if she's still there, it's just a thrill.
I'm here.
Have you be part of this. Allison, I have watched you on days since you were a little girl. I don't know how old you were when you started, but, oh, my gosh. I mean, I used to watch days with my parents, and then, you know, I've watched it, and I'm now in my 70s, and, you know, up to the time that you were no longer on, but you're such an extraordinary person. Beautiful, you know, a real inspiration, and a wonderful, wonderful actress. And it's just a thrill that you're a part of American Humane.
Thank you. I'm overwhelmed. It's such a good. Oh, you're so lovely, and it's so nice of you to say that. But Robin, I hope you take away from these conversations, and every person you meet, you must realize that you bring these people together, and that American Humane is able to unite so many wonderful people, spirits like Barbara and you and everyone on this call. Like, it just makes me smile to think of these incredibly powerful, wonderful, loving people who all want to help, and American Humane brings us all together. I think that's so beautiful.
Thank you, Allison.
Thank you
so much. And Stephanie, thank you so much. And I'm so glad we were able to update you on the beautiful condition of that wonderful Louisiana dog. Absolutely. Thank you so much. Thank you, Stephanie.
And I hope you enjoyed the quote that I sent you in the email about, you know, what a dog is to us. And it's
beautiful.
One of my favorites. And, yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you, Stephanie. You are very special to us. So thank you so
much. Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Come back to days.
That's right.
I will.
I love it. Well, friends, are there any final questions? We're getting ready to run out of time. We have 2 minutes left for our fireside chat. Any final questions that we have today?
There are no final questions in the queue, so I'll hand you back over to your host.
Great. Well, friends, thank you all so much for coming. Allison, thank you for being a national champion of compassion as one of our national ambassadors at American Humane. We love and adore you, and we can't wait to welcome you back to the Hero Dog Awards in the fall. So appreciate
it. Fingers are crossed, and I will be there with masks or gloves or whatever you need, because I can't wait to see you all.
That we can't wait to see you too. And friends, on behalf of all of us at American Humane, again, you honor us by participating in our weekly Fireside Chats. We look forward to 2 editions of Fireside Chat next week. There'll be a version posted online with our friend Carson Kressley. That will not be a live version. There'll be a recorded version with Carson's message to each of us. And, of course, a very special guest for next Thursday's Fireside Chat too. So, stay tuned to the invitation. And friends, on behalf of all of us, God bless America and God bless American Humane. Please be safe and stay healthy. We look forward to speaking with you next week. Thank you.
Thank you for joining today's call. You may now disconnect. Hosts, please stay on the line and await further instruction.